Sasha?
Yes. You know, from what I've observed in terms of who our election advisors are, the ones I'm aware of in terms of national, because they do run out of the Berkeley office, and of course Berkeley, is that they've never run an election before in their lives. I mean, in terms of the background. So to suddenly have to go by, and they've not necessarily worked in broadcasting or media. So to ask somebody who we're basically hiring because we think good organizational skills to make decisions about how to best make the members, the listenership, and the members knowledgeable about the election, knowledgeable about the candidates, to expect them to make those kind of decisions and come up with those kinds of ideas, I think we're talking about a different kind of election supervisor, and frankly, one that would charge a whole lot more. The other thing is, for this particular election, I'm really stunned by the lack of reality. I feel like I'm in the Wizard of Oz or something.
Excuse me, Sasha, just one moment. There's so much background noise. Andrea, can you try muting for a second and see if that gets rid of the background noise? Well, somebody seems to have just muted. Pardon me?
There's a lot of kinds of noises and there's a lot of feedback.
There are a lot of noises. I'm sorry, Sasha.
Did you want
Sasha, go ahead.
I'm not in any speech background or anything like that.
Somebody has speakerphone on, and that's the feedback we're getting.
I don't have anything like that going.
Thank you. I'm sorry, Sasha. Go ahead.
Did you hear anything that I said?
I heard you talking about...
Yes.
We're trying to figure out where we are, I think.
Okay, well, I was just saying that, the point I was trying to make was that it seems to me that the kinds of people that, generally speaking, get hired for these jobs are people with good organizational skills and so forth, and they are not necessarily hired because they are creative, because they know about advertising and marketing, because they've worked in radio before, because they know how to use airwaves. And so to sort of ask them to come up with some new ideas is I think we're talking about a different type of person who would charge a whole lot more to run, our elections for us. They are not marketing mavens, in other words, advertising people. The other thing is that, we're talking right now about election supervisors who were supposed to have been on the job starting today. And I don't know why we would be suddenly changing things around. So they don't even have some model to follow from the past. They're going to be coming in very late and very under the gun with deadlines. And I feel like there's so little realism, honestly, with the PNB. I mean, for months we hear that the finances are wonderful and all of a sudden we can't afford elections. Suddenly we have bills we haven't paid since last year. I mean, what world am I living in where the reality changes from one night to the next? This is ridiculous. This is an election. I'm shocked that this election committee is not discussing ways to cut back on costs and things of that nature, or defending elections, or something having to do with the situation we're in right now. I'm sorry. I'm just really frustrated. It's like listening to the PNB meeting in which people spend more time talking about the technology committee not making quorum than they do about the finances after it's announced at the beginning of the meeting that there's no money and so we shouldn't have elections. That's a pretty dramatic announcement, folks.
Here.
Okay. Yeah. Sasha. Thank you. I as the maker of the motion, I just want to say that the impetus was some thoughts that we've had in work group talking about where we could save money. So that was the impetus. But I think that you really expressed yourself very clearly. Anthony, you mentioned that you would support it if the whereas clauses. Yes. So are you saying that you think it would be beneficial for us to forward a motion? I mean, quite honestly, I think we're over time on this, and that I think that
maybe we should postpone.
I think we should just do something else with it. I don't think we should vote on it. There's certainly not a very lot of clarity. The comments people have make it clear that the motion isn't doing what it's supposed to do. So Carolyn urged the establishment
of
a work group.
Point of order.
Who's speaking?
This is Teresa.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Madam Chair, I'm for this motion, and I think as chair for you to be dismissing it based upon, I guess, maybe the last one or two people who have spoken, I really want to vote on this, and I'm confident that it's a good idea.
Well, if we're going to vote on it, point of information, if we're going to vote on it, could somebody please read the whereas clauses to me, because I have nothing that has any whereas clauses in it.
Okay. I'll go ahead and read it, and then if there's any motions to amend it, we'll take that first. But
can I make a point of order or
please
ask for a clarification first?
Please.
I was reading off the motion which came along with the agenda, which Carolyn sent out today, and apparently there's some other document out there which came later. So I hope everybody at least is literally on the same page.
I'm not the same page you are with this. That's for sure, Anthony. I'm reading what Jane sent out at 5:12 that sort of just supersedes everything.
Hmm.
So and Carolyn's that she sent out, you know, are all yellow. There's no typed words on them.
Well, listen, this is the one that I read. I think that's the one that's on the table. So I'll read it again, and we can either take amendments or vote on it. Whereas established policies and procedures for on-air candidate spots, on-air forums, and in-person off-air forums exceed bylaws requirements, and whereas there is no evidence available that these procedures have increased member participation in our elections, and whereas these policies and procedures place a workload on the LESs, the NES, and station staff that exceeds Pacifica's current financial capacity, and whereas oversights in any of these areas expose us to risk of lawsuit, therefore, be it resolved, the Elections Committee endorses the concept of streamlined policies and procedures that are consistent with ideals of participatory democracy. Were there any requests for amendments before we vote on the main motion?
No.
Okay. All right. If none, then can we call the vote and move on? Okay. All right. So this is the main motion as read. Can Aaron? I'm calling for a vote on the motion as read. Ken?
Can't hear you.
Ken?
Okay, move on. Come back.
Fred? Lydia?
No.
Fred, Ivan? I'd like to pass.
Fred?
I'd like to pass for now.
Thank you. Ivan?
Yes.
Revlin? Jane votes yes. Nia? Bob?
No.
Carolyn?
No.
Anthony?
No.
Sasha?
No.
Tracy? Andrea?
Sorry to say no.
Teresa?
Yes.
Wesley?
No.
Okay. I'm sorry. It'll take me a second. We have 1, 2, 3. Yeah. I'm sorry. Was there a vote from Ken or Fred?
Or Nia?
Fred here. I'm going to vote no.
Nia? Ken? Okay, I have one, two, three yeses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 noes. The motion fails.
Jane?
Nia, hi.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Nia.
I dozed up. I'm sorry. I'm taking a strong pain medication. The vote is no. Sorry.
Thank you. Okay, well, I'll add, so 3 yes, 9 no. The motion fails.
Sorry.
And the time... All right. There were two additional motions that I had sent out, and this differs from what Carolyn had sent out. So since Carolyn's came first, I think we may as well try to follow proper procedures and read hers first, and then if it's okay, I'll go ahead and what I did is I split it into two different concepts. The motion that Carolyn sent out was titled Formation of a Work Group to Propose Cutting Printing and Postage Costs. And the motion she sent out reads, a work group will consider the following issues and report to the Elections Committee by email within 2 weeks, by May 15th, with suggestions for implementing the following. Cutting elections costs by mailing the entire ballot package only to those who request it. Using on-air announcements and email, as well as printed instructions where feasible, to encourage members to request online information and ballots and to vote online. And three, designing a survey and printed material to inform members of their options and encourage return of a survey with a donation to their stations. And I had sent in writing a proposed proposals that would replace that, splitting the concepts of the mailing and communications, separating that from balloting. If it's a, I don't know the right procedure. Should we entertain that motion or go ahead and I'm not sure how to do this.
Madam Chair, what time are we mandated to adjourn? Is that in?
We had a target adjournment of 11 p.m.
Thank you.
Carolyn, on the stretcher.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah, I wrote this up after looking at Bill's draft, and I didn't see yours before I sent the final one out, I'm afraid. But I do think that this definitely merits a work group, because, although what I did put into it is very minimal, and it has to do mostly with printing and postage costs, and it requires an opt-in for balloting online, which does not absolutely mandate it. It's just if we have it, it's an opt-in process. So if we
can put us back.
If we look at this, it's rather minimal, so we'll pass this. It still leaves room to look at your motion four and even some of three.
Okay, so Carolyn, if you want to move that, then I will move to replace it with my motion number three. So do you want to do it that way?
Well, I haven't had time to consider it. No, I really don't. I thought that I was the one I extrapolated from the original draft that several people had worked on. I think this reflected that. I didn't see the other ones. So no, I would not want to do that, but you can certainly, you know, have a vote on that, replacing it.
Okay. All right. So you want to go ahead and move the motion as you sent it?
Well, we can discuss it or put it in the work group to combine it. There's a lot of stuff in these three motions. Mine and your three and four. So.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Go ahead, Teresa.
I would very much like to be sure that we vote on this motion or your motion before we adjourn. Are you saying that your motion is significantly different, or I guess in your opinion, really an improvement upon this one? Are you
mm-hmm.
moving to substitute?
Yeah, I was moving to substitute this.
Can you present your motion?
Okay. Motion number three, endorsement of a comprehensive and strategic communication in mailings and on-air messaging in 2012 delegate elections. Whereas the message that Pacifica delivers to its members and listeners during the 2012 delegate election has the potential to simultaneously increase participation in the election and increase financial contributions from its members. And whereas messaging during past elections had not been strategically positioned to inspire confidence in Pacifica's governing process, therefore, be it resolved, the Elections Committee endorses a comprehensive messaging strategy and requests that the Pacifica ED work with the NES to develop and implement such a strategy utilizing best practices in direct mail, membership development, and participatory democracy.
And point of information, Madam Chair, you really feel that that is a complete substitute, substituting all of the ideas that was in, were in Carolyn's motion?
Well, the thing is that I have a completely different idea of dealing with the issue about the online voting. So I was, first of all, opposed to having those be in a single motion. And so that's why I separated it out, because my view on the online voting was completely different from what was in the motion that we see. But the idea of establishing a work group, it's fine. At this point, we're, as a committee, not going to meet until June 5th. The elections, I mean, the PMB is, you know, they're going to be asked to weigh in on this issue. And my personal feeling was that, you know, if somebody could be empowered to do like the things that Bob was talking about, I mean, I think that everybody on this committee has got a lot of sense about what needs to happen. I'm of the personal opinion that if things were done really well, if we could somehow get a word out to our members that we, as I mean, the Pacifica National Board and the, you know, and Pacifica in general, is managing things competently, I think we could inspire people not only to be more involved in the elections, but also to donate more. I think that direct mail pieces are sent out that are a lot more elaborate and expensive than our election materials. I mean, if we could just inform people about what's going on for a change, you know, just follow through with all the great ideas that election committees have had forever. But I don't know, it's too late to consider it at this point. So.
Carolyn, on the deck, please.
Okay.
Carolyn, go ahead.
Yeah, the PMB meeting, last meeting, and perhaps I was remiss in not reporting this, did direct the Elections Committee to address itself to the question of electronic balloting as a means of cost saving. And frankly, I find this committee's, if I may say so, foot dragging in the last year on electronic balloting is really a huge barrier to having efficient and effective elections going on. We need to really look at that. So the motion that I put in here was designed to address the PMB's concerns that we're not cutting costs where we need to, and that we're not addressing our major problems, which are paper and printing and postage. They're not as expensive as NESs and LESs flying all around the country, but it does add up. So I would like us to consider this motion and really consider it carefully. It simply asks that a work group report back to ourselves in 2 weeks with suggestions for implementing the following. If a work group finds that they're not implementable, then that's the report. But I do think we need to at least address the issue and not put it off into a separate motion where it'll be buried again, if I may. So I would like to move that we pass this and work on it for 2 weeks, people like minds and unlike minds together, and see if we can't come to a resolution.
Madam Chair, Teresa on the staff.
Thank you.
And Bob on the staff.
Okay, we have Teresa and
Bob. Let Bob go first, since I've spoken.
Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, well, given that our time is almost up and several of the specific suggestions in Carolyn's motion, I think, will find controversy within this committee. So we're not going to be able to debate them. But I would propose a substitute motion that would be simpler and not pre-position the work group on what point of view it should have, which this says, because it says suggestions for implementing the following. So just to say, a work group will consider methods of cost cutting and fundraising. And that's the main change from the current motion, or for the current first sentence, and report to the Elections Committee by email within 2 weeks by May 15th with suggestions, period, and then delete all the rest.
Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't quite get that, but it sounds like you probably have it written down where you could repeat it one moment.
I did it from my head.
I'm sorry.
I'll say it again.
I'll get back to it. Hold on 1 second, if you don't mind. Go ahead.
Sure.
Okay, Teresa, you want to go ahead and speak before we read that proposed amendment again, Teresa?
I don't think we need to be concerned about the word implement in Carolyn's motion. I think that if we have a work group, they're going to weigh the pros and cons of everything and of several different things, and then the committee can decide what parts that they might think are feasible. So I'm not opposed to Bob's motion. I just don't think it's necessary to actually substitute. And I'm eager to do this. I personally hate the technicalities of being on the Elections Committee, but I would be willing to work on this because I feel that we could really make a difference. Again, as I said, I'm looking at the Amnesty International ballot right now. It's very simple. If I look at the poster, I bet you it was less than 30 cents to send it out. And I've done the same things with Sierra Club ballots. And I'm eager to, you know, be with a work group that we could maybe discuss some of these options.
This is Lydia.
Before Lydia, Bob, could you please repeat your proposed amendment to me one more time?
Sure. So the new wording would be, a work group will consider election cost cutting and fundraising and report to the Elections Committee by email within 2 weeks by May 15th with suggestions.
And Sasha for the stack?
Okay, I think, I'm sorry, it was...
Lydia first.
Lydia and then Sasha. Go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, I support Bob's wording, and the only way I would support the motion would be to have that wording replaced. The amendment.
Madam Chair, do we need a second for his motion?
No,
we don't. It was Lydia and then who else?
Sasha.
Yeah, I support it as well because I also like the fact that it's a very broad sweep looking cost cutting for the elections, which I think is very important. And, you know, and it leaves it open to look at and evaluate other things as well, perhaps, to see what might cut costs. And I also think, you know, when we're talking about cost cutting, I folks happen to need some figures with that. You know, it's not enough for somebody to say to me, oh, it's going to really cost a lot of money. Well, what's a lot of money to you and what's a lot of money? Are you talking about $1,000? Are you talking about $50,000? What are we talking about? And I think that's the kind of, I mean, I really want us to have elections, and I think that's the only way to be responsible about looking at how we can have elections.
I'm sorry, Bob, I need to ask you one more time. A work group will consider
election cost cutting and fundraising.
And cost cutting and fundraising.
And then
okay. Back
to the original wording and report to the Elections Committee. The rest is just tracking the original. And report to the Elections Committee by email within 2 weeks by May 15th with a suggestion, and then end it there after the word suggestion.
Okay, so a work group will consider election cost cutting and fundraising and report. Okay, and report to the Elections Committee by email within 2 weeks with suggestions for implementing.
Well, just with
Suggestions. Right. With suggestions, yeah. Period. Yeah. Thank you. Okay, I'm sorry. Anybody else for the stack?
Point of information.
Go ahead, Wesley.
Yes. How would I get on that task force?
Well, I guess that if this motion, if either one of these motions pass, that we would have to ask for volunteers and get a convener, right?
Okay.
Is that right?
That's the usual procedure.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So is there any more discussion, or can we vote on first the motion to amend? Okay. If there's nobody else for the stack, there's a motion to amend this to read a work group.
Hi, this is Tracy. I just called back in. Could you just read the motion to and the motion to amend one time out loud?
Yeah, the general motion distributed by Carolyn read, a work group will consider the following issues and report to the Elections Committee by email within 2 weeks, by May 15th, with suggestions for implementing the following. One, cutting election costs by mailing the entire ballot only to those who request it. Two, using on-air announcements and email as well as printed instructions where feasible to encourage members to request online information and ballots and to vote online. Three, designing a survey and printed material to inform members of their options and encourage return of a survey with a donation to their stations. That's the original motion, and Bob moved to amend it with the following. A work group will consider election cost-cutting and fundraising and report to the Elections Committee by email within 2 weeks, by May 15th, for suggestions.
And that amendment is simply to leave out the suggested language?
The amendment would basically just streamline it, saying the work group will consider election cost-cutting and fundraising without specifying exactly, without tying their hands in any way. Giving a work group a broad brush to consider election cost cutting and fundraising and report back by email. So if we can vote on, Bob's proposed substitute motion first. So this would be to substitute this for the main motion earlier.
Yes. Your phone,
Jane.
Yes, Madam Chair. Let's go.
Jane.
Somebody is speaking. Who is that?
Somebody mute their phone.
Is there any objection? Maybe.
Are there any objections to Bob's substitute motion?
No.
Yes.
Well, yes. I have one, of course.
Okay. Sounds like there's some. Who's speaking?
Oh, I just want to say Nancy's on. I'm late. Thank you. That's all.
Hi, Nancy. You are late.
Okay. About 5 minutes, but I'm sorry. I'm late. Thank you. I'd like to be voting for this.
Okay. All right. So this is to accept Bob's substitute motion as the main motion. That's what we're voting on. Substitute. Okay. Ken, are you still on the line?
Yeah, I came back on. I'll pass for now.
Okay. Fred?
I'm going to pass also.
Lydia?
Yes.
Ivan?
Yes.
Revlin? Jane votes yes. Nia?
Yes. Yes. Did you hear me, Jane?
Carolyn? Yes, thank you.
No.
Bob?
Yes.
Anthony?
Yes.
Sasha?
Yes.
Tracy? Andrea?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Wesley?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes, and I didn't hear Tracy say anything. She may have been on mute.
I did not hear Tracy either. Tracy?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was on mute. I talked to the mute phone. I wasn't quite sure how I was going to vote. I will abstain.
And Ken?
Sorry, I abstain.
Fred?
Fred?
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
How many yeses?
Yeah, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 yeses, one no. So we accepted Bob's motion as a substitute. Are there any objections to Bob's motion now that we accepted
point
it as a substitute?
I don't think, okay.
I don't know. Are there any objections? No. Okay.
No.
Okay, all right. So, can we move to adjourn?
Yes.
You just have to populate it, and then we can adjourn. It takes
a minute
for people to volunteer.
You have to form a working group.
Oh, yeah. So who would like to volunteer for the work group?
May I suggest that you appoint a convener come forward, and then that we volunteer by email? Since it's so late in the meeting, and we're past time.
Let me ask, I have a point of information. Teresa,
go ahead.
Bill Scosier has collected a lot of information. I would like him to serve on this work group if possible.
Is he on the election committee?
No.
Teresa, a point of information here. Mm-hmm. Oh, actually, a response to this, actually.
No. So Teresa, we'll come back to that. Carolyn?
Yeah. Bill actually drafted the motion that you all just defeated. To a great extent, many of the things that he put in there have just been cut out of it. So I don't know that he might want to be on it, but I don't think for the reasons that Teresa suggested.
Are there any volunteers to convene this work group?
Teresa?
Are there any volunteers? Teresa?
No.
Teresa, are you volunteering to convene it?
No, this is Lydia volunteering her.
Lydia, why don't you volunteer yourself?
I know. With actual backup information of comparing mailing houses and so forth. So.
I volunteer, Bob, and I'd not like to adjourn.
I can't, not right now. I can be on it, but I can't convene it.
I'm just joking, Bob. Oh,
okay, is there anybody else? So Bob has offered to serve on it. Who else would like to serve on it?
I will serve on it. And
Sasha.
I would like Bill Crozier to be able to serve on it, unless anyone has an objection.
Volunteers are Sasha, Lydia. No, Lydia, did you volunteer?
Lydia's just going to email them.
Okay, Sasha, Teresa, we're nominating somebody's nominating Bill to be a participant. Okay. Who else besides Sasha and Teresa is willing to work on this work group?
Bob.
Anybody else?
This is Nancy. Didn't Wesley volunteer himself earlier?
Oh yeah, he
did. Still on the line? Wesley, are you there?
Yeah, I'm talking into the phone, but nobody hears me.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. Did you volunteer, Wesley?
We have enough people.
I did.
Okay. All right. So,
that's good.
So the volunteers for the work group are Sasha, Teresa, Bob, Wesley.
Jane, would you want to
Nancy? Nancy, you want to volunteer?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
You have enough people?
Okay, so those five people, somebody can attempt to. Okay, so we have a motion to include Bill in the work group if he's willing. Are there any objections? Without objection, we have six people on this work group. Is that right? Nia, go ahead. Nia, go ahead.
Somebody else also?
All I heard was Sasha, Teresa, Bob, Wesley, Nancy, and Bill Crozier.
Who aren't members of the committee?
Well,
I would like to recommend someone else. If that's the case, think we're asking Bill?
Well, I think that the reason why we were nominating Bill is because he'd been involved with reviewing the proposals, and so he has cost information that that would be pertinent to. So he's kind of like a technical support person for the work group. It's
do
just
you have a vote?
That's my understanding. What?
What do you have a vote?
A vote on including Bill?
No, what do you have a vote? It's not really a committee. It's a work group just throwing together ideas to put together a deal. I don't have any objections.
He shouldn't vote. He's not a member of the committee.
But there won't be any voting, right?
That's my understanding. It's just to put together ideas.
Okay. All right. If nobody objects, then I'm okay. You know, I would just then suggest someone else who's pretty good at this.
But who was that?
William Heerwagon from WBAI. He's very good and astute at these things.
The more the merrier. We let Bill in, we should let them in. Sorry, I'm out of time.
Among the committee members, is there anybody willing to serve as convener? Sasha, would you be willing to do that?
I really don't think I can right now.
Carolyn?
She's not in it, is she?
No.
No, I really... I'm concerned about the electronic balloting issue, and if that seems to be off the table, I'm not interested.
It's not off the table.
Pretty easy.
It's not off the table. Yeah.
Well, I think when you come back to the committee, we'll see what comes down.
Well, if there's not a convener for the work group, I don't really see how it's going to move forward.
I will try to convene it, but I think that people will have to be accommodating. I don't really want to try to convene it and have a lot of people say, I can't do it then.
Well, it's such a small group. It shouldn't be that difficult.
Okay.
How about a Friday? We don't have anything on Fridays.
Okay, the work group can deal with that. Okay, so Teresa has said that she will work to convene, and we have Sasha, Bob, Wesley, Nancy, and Bill Crozier serving as technical support for on the cost issues. Is that correct? Okay.
I move to adjourn again.
Lydia, move to adjourn.
Second.
Point of information.
Wesley, go ahead.
Did not Nia also want to bring someone in to as well as Bill, who's not on the committee?
Yes, I did.
Nia suggested Bill
William
Just invite the person to the meeting
Okay.
Nia, if he would like to serve, would you please have him give me a call?
Why? Thank you.
Yeah, he's been on a work group of this committee earlier this year, so, you know, he has it.
But if he wants to be on, just give him a call. Have him give me a call with it, and he can give me his email, and I will put him on the group, okay?
Okay, no problem. I can do that.
Okay.
Can we adjourn now?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Good night, everybody.
Bye, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Good job, Jane.
Thank you, Jane.
Thank you.
Feeling
better, Nia?
Yes. Jane, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Okay.